STAR will test students longer and supposedly on a deeper level than the tax test. Educators and administrators mostly agree that STAR is an improvement. That's because it should have teachers spending less time reviewing old material for the sole purpose of the standardized test. Holly Eaton is with the Texas Classroom Teachers Association.
It seems that there were enough complaints about the tax test in terms of its inability to really measure the full range of student ability and its ability to really cover the curriculum in the way that, you know, a lot of experts thought should be covered.
Many high school students will take three times as many end-of-year tests under STAR than TACS. Historically, student performance has risen to the level of the test, theoretically improving the overall standard of education in the state. For example, Debbie Ratcliffe of the Texas Education Agency says in 2003, third graders had to answer the same questions ninth graders had to answer in 1980.
We definitely expect a lot more from our students today than ever before.
Now, though, students are being handed a more difficult test at the very moment budgets are being slashed. Eaton is worried about how that will affect students in the new testing landscape.
It's going to really handicap districts and teachers in being able to access the kind of resources they've had in the past, particularly to help struggling students who are struggling to pass the test. So in that respect, it's a more difficult situation this time around.
Fifth and eighth grade students will have to pass reading and math to be promoted to the next grade. But the biggest stakes are at the high school level. Their STAR scores will count as 15% of their grade. The passing standards for high school students will be set next spring. The grade school benchmarks will be set in the fall of 2012. Kelsey Sheridan, KUT News.